The Lovebug computer virus is the fastest spreading and perhaps most destructive virus ever. Experts are saying it started in the Philippines, then swept across Asia and Europe first, before spreading across the United States throughout yesterday. By some estimates, tens of millions of computers have been affected, from the British Parliament to the U.S. Defense Department. Hundreds of corporations, including NPR, found themselves without email for most of the day. The Lovebug has put antivirus software makers in the spotlight and renewed calls in Congress for stiffer computer crime laws. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Nothing seems sacred in the internet era. A virus writer put a worm in the heart of love and spread it across the world. Someone using an internet service provider in the Philippines and using Spider as a pseudonym tempted millions of computer users to open an attachment and an email message proclaiming, "I love you," in the subject line. The hacker used Microsoft's Outlook as the primary disseminator of the virus. Once launched, the virus, or the worm, hijacks Outlook's address book and sends the letter to everyone in it. The virus writer seduced recipients with this single line: "Kindly check the attached love letter coming from me." When they opened the attached file, users would see a warning, read here by Microsoft's Scott Culp.
Warning: web pages, executables, and other attachments may contain viruses or scripts that can be harmful to your computer. It's important to be certain that this file is from a trustworthy source.
People can be forgiven for not understanding the word executable, and the message may have appeared to have been from someone they knew. But clearly thousands, if not millions of people, ignored this warning note in the hopes of finding something personal, perhaps a note from that attractive person across the hall. Again, Scott Culp.
This is one of the things that virus writers try to do. Viruses are much more a social phenomenon than they are a technical one, because what they're doing is they're trying to trick you into letting a program run.
The trick worked well, but there's nothing particularly complex about a virus like this. It's only 300 lines of computer code, and once known, it's easy to detect. Carrie Naschenberg works on Symantec's antivirus software.
And so it's very simple, and in fact, to detect this, it took us about probably 5 or 10 minutes to produce a cure. The difficult part is actually getting the cure out to our customers faster than the worm can spread itself. And that requires a very, very big infrastructure of servers and pipelines to get those virus fingerprints or definitions down to our customers.
That's the problem with today's antivirus efforts. The software can't detect something it hasn't seen before, so it has to be updated constantly. And when something spreads this quickly, the updates are often too late and hard to get because the servers used by the antivirus companies are overloaded with panicked customers all trying to download simultaneously. There have been 3 of these so-called macro viruses, and they've all exploited a software function found in Microsoft's Windows and Outlook, a software called Windows Scripting Host. Richard Smith is a computer security expert.
They've all really used the same feature of Outlook of being able to automatically send messages. And that's a key place maybe to do some disabling of functionality, because we've now seen it 3 times, you know. And, you know, how many more examples do we really need to know that there's a problem here?
Microsoft says customers want this functionality and that it can be turned off by individuals or a company's computer specialist. But others like Smith feel that this function should be turned off as the default condition of the software, and then it can be turned on if someone really needs it and understands the risks it entails. Again, Symantec's Carrie Naschenberg.
So corporations really need to decide where they draw the line. Do they want the functionality or do they want the security, because the two are mutually exclusive?
Naschenberg says his company's been asking its customers to deactivate these functions to reduce their susceptibility to this kind of threat. The author of the earlier Melissa virus, David L. Smith, was apprehended and convicted. He's now awaiting sentencing in New Jersey. He could be sentenced to 10 years in prison. But the Lovebug prompted calls on Capitol Hill Thursday for stiffer laws governing computer crime. Here's Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York.
It is now time that we beef up penalties befitting the serious damage that can be caused, and we make it possible for law enforcement to catch those responsible in the act of modernizing our laws. We have 21st century crimes. We need 21st century laws.
The FBI is now searching for the Lovebug author. And already the bug is mutating. A new message tries to entice users to open an email with the word "joke" in the subject line. It contains the same destructive software found in the Lovebug email. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.